Science Power Pods.
Hi everyone, welcome to a special edition of Cummins Power Pods. I'm Sojanya. I lead corporate responsibility efforts for Cummins in India, and I'll be your host today. We are here to recognize and honor Menstrual Hygiene Day. And in the course of our conversation today, we will explore key insights, some challenges that still persist, and sustainable solutions for creating a period-friendly world. Far too long, discussions about menstruation have been considered taboo, relegating vital conversations into the shadows. This has hindered our efforts in normalizing periods. While there have been great strides in creating awareness and allocating resources for access to period products and facilities, there are still lingering questions about the last mile connectivity. And even as period products increase, do we have systems in place to dispose them off in a planet-friendly manner? I'm thrilled to introduce our guests today to talk about this and more. Both of them cherished partners for our community projects and trailblazers in their own right. Prabha belongs to a marginalized community and is a first-generation learner. She is the founder and CEO of her nonprofit organization, Work for Equality. And for more than two decades now, she has been a trainer on issues of gender, child rights, and is a strong champion for girl-led advocacy. Welcome, Prabha. Thank you so much for joining us. Next up is Ajinkya Dharia. He's the founder of PadCare Labs, a unique and a very young organization that has innovated a new generation of sustainable sanitation technology. I cannot wait to hear from him about the technology. Thank you for joining us. So I'll start off with a question for Ajinkya. Ajinkya, since you've been working in the space of menstrual hygiene, what are some of the most significant challenges that you've encountered, and what is the crucial gap that you're addressing as an organization?
Sure. So let me just share a quick story, right? How exactly as a man, as a boy, enter into the menstrual hygiene management domain. So I belong to one of the small coastal village of Maharashtra. And I still remember on when I was in 8th standard, there was a one sanitary napkin brand ad got pop up. And they were pouring the blue liquid on that particular pad, right? And with that curiosity, I asked my mom, is it really men, male and female has a different blood type or different having different blood color? That one curiosity actually that triggered this entire journey of mine. But talking about and looking back right now, I can see there is challenges around this entire the awareness around menstrual hygiene management, right? Second, when I after fast forward, after doing the engineering and all, after starting the PadCare, I understood the huge gap around the policy. Policy around the menstrual products, policies around the disposal of the same as well, right? And entire supply chain and distribution. And third point, there is no innovation. Like the first sanitary napkin got introduced into the market in late 18th century. It's been almost 200 years. Still, there is a small amount of innovation that happened from menstrual product angle side, as well as that no one has considered the disposal aspect of the same. So to solve these particular challenges around the awareness, accessibility, and end of life cycle of this kind of products, I thought why we cannot create a menstrual hygiene management ecosystem. So that's where the PadCare idea got born almost 6 years back around menstrual hygiene management ecosystem, with epicenter around the disposal and recycling of this kind of menstrual products. And what we are trying to do and how we are trying to address this gap while introducing a sustainable menstrual hygiene management into the communities, into the corporates, as well as housing societies, while ensuring the safety and privacy of the women, and while considering the on-ground staff, and we call about the Safai Karmacharis, right? Where they are facing different challenges around the segregation of the waste and how they dispose as well. Just for your information, globally, there are 1.9 billion people menstruate monthly, which is quarter of world's population. And unfortunately, 300 million women don't have access to proper disposal of this kind of material, right, which is equivalent to Maharashtra's population. So Our aim is to create impact in a sustainable manner while providing awareness, accessibility, and disrupting the market with innovation and the sustainability and menstrual hygiene management.
Thank you so much, Ajinkya. Do you want to talk a little bit about the technology that you've introduced in this space?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a kind of incremental innovation, frankly. When I started, I was just focusing on the hygiene aspect, right? How this particular disposal is happening at the source, where women required a self-disposal mechanism at source while maintaining her health, hygiene, privacy. So innovations are in two aspects: self-disposal at source, self-supply chain and supply chain and distribution of that at the back end for the waste management, and lastly, end of life. The first innovation, that is a self-disposal at source, where we have created unique pad care bin. And the uniqueness about these bins, where the woman can dispose these pads at source, and these pads can be stored here for 30 days without any odor and bacterial growth. Then we have company-on-company operated model, where we are collecting these decentralized bins from the different location and bringing into our recycling center. And all this magic is happening at recycling center, where our Padcare X come into the picture. This Padcare X, which is world's first technology that works on 5D mechanism, where 5Ds are disinfection, deodorization, decolorization, disintegration, and deactivation. And within no time, with 60% lesser carbon impact on the environment, we are getting and recovering pulp and the plastic that no one has done across the globe. And we are using this plastic and pulp back again for different industrial application. Already we have received Indian patent, and we are going global with this kind of technology for creating impact on this 1.9 billion menstruator across the globe.
No, that's a tremendous feat. What an extraordinary achievement that the team that you and Padcare folks have innovated. World's first technology that completely recycles used sanitary products. Something that is needed both for menstruators, also for the planet. Thanks, Ajinkya. I think having men and boys be engaged in this space goes a long way in normalizing periods. I'll bring in Prabha now, because, of course, she's been in this space for a long time, educating girls, educating boys, and also, advocating so that people have the right set of resources also to manage periods. So along your journey, Prabha, I wanted to understand what have been some of the most pressing challenges that you've encountered.
Yes. First of all, thank you very much, Saujanya, for having me here to share my views on the issue. And secondly, very happy Menstrual Hygiene Day to all of you. And thank you very much, Ajinkya, for sharing interesting information with us. Saujanya, I'm really wonder, what has changed in our society about the menstrual health education and facility? Why I'm saying this? Because last more than 24 years, I have been working on this topic. And wherever I go and ask girls how many they can't enter kitchen during the menses, half of the class raises their hands. And even today, girls ask me the same question: why can't they enter temple? Why can't they touch pickles and spices during the menses? So recently, we have done one small survey with 1,000 girls, and we found that only 5% girls get sanitary pad in school. More than 78% girls can't change sanitary pad during school hours because there is no facility. No matter how many girls were studying in the school were having only 3 to 4 toilets. None of them were in good condition. In spite of taking up this issue, teacher allow girls to go to home, and parents do not want to send their girls to school during the period. Recently, we experienced in many villages, disposable machines are kept in either in Anganwadi or in Gram Panchayat offices. Ideally, it should be in school. There is no use of keeping disposable machine in Anganwadi and Gram Panchayat, but though no one objected. One of the teacher asked me, like, can you please teach me how to use disposable machine? And she can't afford to take help from any of the teacher in their school because maximum teachers are male. So from last 1 year, the machine are in underuse. So I think, Saujanya, these are some of the strong example which can help us to understand the condition of our society and understand what kind of challenges we are facing in specifically rural areas.
Thank you so much, Prabha. Yeah, that's exactly what I was wondering, whether things have changed from the time that we went to schools, and seems like, you know, it's not a lot that has changed. Which brings me, you know, you have a great model on how we can actually lead community efforts in changing exactly the scenarios that you mentioned. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you lead that?
So, Janya, I strongly believe sustainable change can only happen when community can take ownership of it. And I really wanted girls should take responsibility of the lack of menstrual sanitation facility issue in these schools. So what we did, we didn't give them only scientific information, but we also helped them to understand the linkages between lack of menstrual hygiene sanitation facility in the schools and increasing the school dropout rate among adults and girls. Let me tell you, Saujanya, this was the trigger point for them, where girls really wanted to do something to stop school dropout rate. And this was the moment where we introduced them girl-centric advocacy model, which we learned from Gender Equity Initiative Accelerator Program, which initiated by Cummins and Rise Up. So this program is designed very beautifully, where girls will get opportunity to lead the process and they will get opportunity to interact with government authority. So we motivated girls and we developed their leadership and we motivated them to mobilize more girls to form girls club. Now girls club are the local platform where collectively girls are doing follow-up with local government authority for the improvement of menstrual sanitation facility. Girls are not missing single chance where they can take up the issue. And now I am glad to tell you, menstrual hygiene issue reaches up to the Gram Sabha and Mahila Sabha. And girls are not only taking up issue of menstrual hygiene, but also issue related to their development, like prevention of child marriage and access to rights of education. That's what we wanted. I think that's what we dreamt of. We wanted, like, girls should come ahead and take the responsibility.
So inspiring. And Prabha, you know, in my several meetings with the girl leaders and the members of these girl clubs, I know they are truly a force of nature, and they're really enabling, you know, their peers, making sure that girls in their communities don't miss a single day of school for want of, you know, these facilities and other things that are there that they are completely entitled to. So thanks for all the work that you do. So inspiring.
Thank you.
Just wanted to, you know, bring in Ajinkya here, and I'll have the same questions for Prabha later, which is, you know, having gone through the challenges that you kind of face every day, but also at the same time, you are also bringing solutions that are sustainable, community-led, and definitely look towards, you know, something that will have a period-friendly world. And so with that, I just wanted to ask Ajinkya, you know, what are your hopes and aspirations? How we get to, you know, be together for a period-friendly world?
Sure, Sojanya. So if you look at my hopes and aspirations, right, then there should be a menstrual equity as well. There should be access of the period product at a scale level. And there should be a more innovations in terms of menstrual products, in terms of its disposal, while considering the health, hygiene, and effectiveness on the woman. So yeah, this is something how we are exciting. I am very happy to see how the enablers like Prabha and probably Party and many other organizations and NGOs, they have started bringing this change in the ecosystem. It was not there for probably, I can see, last 5 years back. But it is a menstrual hygiene is a normal norm. On the workplaces as well, the women employees are comfortable to talk about menstrual hygiene. It was not there 5 years back. So change is happening. But yeah, it is one step at a time and one pad at a time.
So nicely put. Thank you so much, Ajay. Actually, yes, we are making this voice heard. Prabha, I have the same question for you. What are your hopes and aspirations as we try and create a period-friendly world together?
Yeah, so I'm absolutely agreed with Ajinkya. And Saujanya, I'm very much optimistic for the sustainable positive change in our society about the menstrual health and hygiene and fertility. No doubt, scientific information is very important. But along with that, there is a need of access to facility. See, girls know after every 3 to 4 hours, there is a need to change sanitary. But if they don't have facility of adequate water, toilet, hand wash, dignity room, and sanitary pad, what they will do with this information? So I strongly feel advocacy-related work need to be promoted.
Thank you so much, Prabha. And again, thanks once again to both Ajinkya and Prabha for taking the time out for this podcast. I also wanted to wish everybody a happy Menstrual Hygiene Day. It is important for us to have these conversations, making this normal, making sure that most menstruators have access and awareness about this whole process, making sure that they know who to ask for in case they need help. And like Ajinkya said, right, we want to create innovation, so innovative solutions so that we can take them to scale. Thanks once again for all the great work that you're doing and for joining us on this podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Cummins Power Pods.